Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Mysterious Tadpole by Stephen Kellogg, narrated by Kevin Free.
"Greetings, nephew," cried Lewis's Uncle McAllister. "I've brought a wee bit of Scotland for your birthday."
"Thanks," said Lewis. "Look, Mom and Dad, it's a tadpole."
Lewis named him Alphonse and promised to take very good care of him. Lewis took Alphonse to school for show and tell.
"Class, here we have a splendid example of a tadpole," exclaimed Miss Shelbert. "Let's ask Lewis to bring it back every week so we can watch it become a frog."
Miss Shelbert was amazed to see how quickly Alphonse grew.
"Maybe it's because he only eats cheeseburgers," said Lewis.
When Alphonse became too big for his jar, Lewis moved him to the kitchen sink.
"He's the perfect pet," said Lewis.
Lewis and Alphonse loved to play games.
"Be careful, Lewis," said his mother. "The living room is not a soccer field. Something is going to get broken."
And she was right. That same day, the soccer ball slammed into Aunt Tabitha's antique lamp.
"This tadpole is out of control," said Lewis's mother. "Something must be done."
"It won't happen again," promised Lewis. "I'll take Alphonse to obedience school."
The only animals at the obedience school were dogs. Some of their owners stared at Alphonse suspiciously.
"Pretend you're a dog," whispered Lewis.
Alphonse tried to bark, but it sounded like a burp.
"Hold on a minute," said the trainer. "What kind of dog is this?"
"He's a hairless spotted water spaniel from Scotland," explained Lewis.
Alphonse quickly learned to sit, stay, and retrieve. He graduated at the top of his class.
"My parents will be very pleased," said Lewis.
But Lewis's parents were not pleased when Alphonse outgrew the sink and had to be moved to the bathtub.
"This shower is too crowded," complained Lewis's father.
"This bathroom is a mess," moaned Lewis's mother.